word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to our program today. We're glad you can join us, and I hope you'll stay with us as we consider His Word. We're talking about the Bible, of course, the Word of God. Today we're going to continue our study in the book of Galatians, a little New Testament book, and if you can, I would encourage you to go find a Bible and join us as we open the Word of God today. Before we get too far, I do want to say thank you for praying for us. Several weeks ago, I asked if folks would pray for our revival meeting here on the reservation this month, and we had a great meeting. And I appreciate you praying for us, and continue to pray for this ministry, and pray for the Consider His Word broadcast as well. We would appreciate that so much. Do you have your little prayer journal? One of the things you could write in your prayer journal are these prayer requests I'm giving you now. These are just little pocket notebooks. They're just blank. There's no devotions or anything like that in them. A place where you can write down prayer requests. I carry one in my pocket when I go to prayer meeting every week. And as we hear the prayer requests, I make a note of them and I pray for them. All during the week, I pray for those requests. So how can you get one? Simply contact us. That's all it takes. They're absolutely free. There's no postage. And listen, I'm not going to send you a bunch of follow-up mail and beg you for money. God provides for this program and provides through our listeners and through several other very generous people that help us with this program, and we thank God for them. So if you'd like to receive the notebook, simply write to us three ways. First of all, just email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Give us your address. We'd love to know where you're hearing the broadcast as well. You can contact us through the website at www.considerhisword.org. There is a picture of the notebooks there if you'd like to look at them, the little prayer books. And soon we're going to be announcing a new notebook that you'll be able to get from us. And you'll see that there pretty soon as well. But just go to the website, click on the Contact Us button, and send us the information. We can get these prayer journals to you. Or thirdly, and in fact, the way we get most of our requests, it's just through the regular mail. And so you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40 in Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you and look forward to getting one of these little notebooks into your hand. I want to pick up where we left off last week, and I will go back and review just a little bit. I don't want to spend too much time doing that. But we're in the book of Galatians. Paul wrote letters to churches. Now remember, Galatia is not a city. When Paul wrote to the church at Rome, he wrote to a city. When he wrote to the church at Corinth, he wrote to a church in a city. When he wrote to Galatia, it's more of a region. Think like a county or maybe a state or something like that, where he wrote to several churches. And in this region, there was an issue that was going on. And Paul, boy, he got to it right away. He didn't waste any time. getting down to this issue and what the problem was. After greeting them in chapter 1 of Galatia and encouraging them a little bit, remember what he said to them down in verse 8. He said, "But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached you, let him be accursed." And then he repeated it in verse 9, "As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed." This was very strong language, and very strong, that Paul was writing to them to be on guard about false doctrine, and particularly about false gospels. In this case, many people were trying to add to the gospel. And there were two issues that Paul particularly was dealing with, and I want to touch on both of these. And then if we have time today, I want to give you some words of encouragement from Paul. We might not get to those till next week. We'll see how it goes. So Paul said that if anybody come preaching another gospel, and certainly by the gospel he meant the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And there were people coming around, just like there are now. We get so many calls during January and February especially, and into March, people wanting to come to Florida to come and preach or come and sing or whatever. And people had come to Galatia. And when they came preaching a different gospel than what Paul had been preaching. The first one was a problem with a doctrine called Judaism. This was a law that said, basically, or a doctrine, basically, that said, you know, it's great to be a Christian, and it's great to believe in Christ and receive Christ as your Savior, but you must remain a Jew and keep all of the Jewish practices, obey all of the laws, and believe in Jesus Christ. Now, notice the fundamental problem here was adding to the gospel. It mingled law with the gospel of Christ, law and faith. Remember, back in Ephesians, Paul told the Ephesians, "For by faith are you saved through grace, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, and not of works, lest any man should boast." And see, here was the problem, is people would get very puffed up and very proud that they were keeping the law of the old Jewish ways, and many of the Jewish customs were fine, and they could keep those. There's nothing wrong with keeping the Ten Commandments, as long as you understand that keeping those Ten Commandments, or for that matter, all of the law, and you go back and read the law that was given to Moses at Mount Sinai, you'll find some over 600 of them. And so these Judaizers were coming and saying, faith in Christ is fine, but you also must keep the law and keep all of the Jewish festivals and all of the things that pertain to the Jewish customs and Jewish way of life and Jewish religious practice, as it were. And so they were mingling works and the law. They were mingling works with faith. I tell you, it's an issue that's still around today. It hasn't completely gone away. Now, I want you to look at his response to them. First of all, he called them foolish. Over in chapter 3 in Galatians, he said, "Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you? This only would I learn of you, receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?" He said, "You're so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be in vain? He therefore that ministereth to you at the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?" Notice this whole question was a matter of works and faith. And he says, what are you going to do? Are you going to believe Christ and are you going to trust him? Or are you going to go back and add things to the gospel? Particularly in this case, add works to the gospel. Now in chapter 2, I'm going to back up just a little bit. And here's what he told them specifically about this. This is a great view, a great verse. He said, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by faith of Christ and not by works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. But if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is therefore Christ a minister of sin? God forbid. For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. Now notice, he deals with this thing very forthrightly. Paul doesn't beat around the bush. He gets right to the point and he tells them that they need to believe the truth and that no man is justified by works of the law. Now, there are some even today that would tell you, oh, if you want to get to heaven, keep the commandments. No, Paul is telling them, if you want to have heaven, if you want to follow Jesus, you must believe him and forsake all of those other things. Now, we can still do them and still obey them. That's fine. But don't trust in those works for your salvation. And Paul was very strong here and very direct here in telling them that they are not justified by works, but instead are justified by faith in Jesus Christ. Now, I want to clarify something. What did he mean by justified? What's he talking about? To be justified means simply to be made right with God. Now, the Jews especially thought and felt that they could be made right with God, and particularly the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the lawyers. They thought that if they could just keep the law and do everything that the law said, this was the law of Moses, if they could do everything that it said, then they would be all right. But Paul tells them it's by faith in Christ that you must come to Christ and trust him, wholly leaning on him for your salvation, not adding anything to it, not taking anything away from it. Remember, he said in Romans 10:9 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Nothing about the law there. It's about trusting Christ. And I hope you're trusting Christ and not depending on yourself, not depending on your own works, but depending on Christ alone. Let me ask you this very quickly before we finish up today. Have you trusted Christ as your own Savior? Are you following him? Listen, there's freedom in quit trying to do it alone, by yourself, without Christ. You must have him. You must know him. Without him, there's no salvation. Without him, you cannot be justified. Won't you trust him today? We're going to have to pick up with the rest of this next week. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. His word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.